Welcome to a Turn on the Jets digital special presentation. This is the New Year's resolution edition of Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. And in this episode, you are going to hear a bunch of contributors from TurnOnTheJets.com tell you what they think the Jets' New Year's resolution should be for 2019. So I'm going to let everybody else talk first, then I'll come back at the end and give you what my New Year's resolution would be for the Jets in 2019. As always, though, you know there's only one place we can start, and that's with the boss himself, Mr. Joe Caparoso.
If the team had a New Year's resolution, it should be to add more talent overall. Missing the playoffs for 8 years, maybe 9 years now in a row, not acceptable. Find a way to get more talent around your rookie quarterback while he's on his rookie contract. That should be their New Year's resolution. Build your offense, focus more on your offense than your defense.
New Year's resolution for the Jets would be listen to the competent people that you hire, you know, and that doesn't include Mike Maccagnan, but listen to the competent people that you've hired and make it your point to build a consistent winner, because winning in New York is very different than winning in Wyoming or Nevada or, you know, anywhere else for that matter, except Nevada nets you a bunch of money. But let's go Jets. Happy holidays to you guys from all of us here at TOJ. Stick with us 2019. We'll continue to bring you guys a ton of content as we always do. Thanks. Peace and love.
Hey there. It's the Jet Take. I'm Ben. Hi. Along with Kyle. Yes, the most inconsistent Jets podcast out there has posed Kyle and I the question of or New Year's resolution. I guess mine would be for the Jets to surround Sam Darnold with weapons. That would be if I was general, you know, if I was Michael Cagman, that would be the resolution. And you know, for me, it would be not to curse out Kyle on the show as often as I do. Real Skip Bayless, Stephen A. Smith vibe going on here. Yeah. Kyle, I don't know about you.
My New Year's resolution is to stay away from internet beef, because I shouldn't be murdering people on the internet. You know, it's not okay.
Body bag ink. All right, yeah. Anyways, you can follow us at The Jet Take on Twitter. Despite our very inconsistent podcast, we are very consistent there. If you like Jets content, go check it out there. Scott does a great job with it, Play Like a Jet podcast. So if you listen to this, I know you already know that, but he does great work over there, and continue to check out all the great work at Turn on the Jets.
What's up, everybody? Greg Armstrong here, a contributor at TurnOnTheJets.com. You can follow me on Twitter at GregArmstrong_. I also run the Turn on the Jets Instagram page, which you should all be following, at TurnOnTheJets_IG on there. I apologize if you can hear the washing machine in the background. This was the only room not occupied in the house. As much as I want to give Sam Darnold weapons, I think watching him with weapons would be super fun. I'm going to go a little bit selfish here. I'm going to give the Jets an actual edge rusher, their first real one since John Abraham. If you know me, if you followed some of my work at Turn on the Jets, I love edge rushers. I love them. Them and press corners are my two favorite positions to watch and scout. So to get an elite edge rush prospect in this year's draft, I think would be tremendous, not only for the fan base, for the team, but also just tremendous to watch on film. I'm sick of watching Jordan Jenkins, and you know, for as much as I love Brandon Copeland, he's not an elite edge. But getting a Josh Allen, a Brian Burns, a Ja'Kai Polite, a Cleveland Furl. I've asked for a quarterback for the past however many years, and we finally have one. So I think for me, it would be an elite edge prospect in this year's draft.
Hi, everybody. It's Alan Schechter, producer on Play Like a Jet and editor at EmpireRidesBack.com. The New York Jets' New Year's resolution. It should be to find the right coach that is going to develop a young quarterback correctly. How many times have we talked about how badly things have gone for young quarterbacks in the Jets uniform? Too many times to name. So the resolution has to be whoever it's going to be. We can all debate who the coach should be and why, but the resolution should be whoever this coach is going to be, he's got to develop the quarterback correctly. Happy New Year, Jets fans.
What's up, Jets fans? This is Jake Benacquisto from TurnOnTheJets.com. My New Year's resolution for the Jets in 2019 is pretty simple, and it's to make the playoffs. I don't care if there's a new head coaching staff and a new front office and the expectations are too high. This team has not been to the playoffs since 2010, which is ridiculous. It's one of the longest playoff droughts in the NFL. And it's time to make the playoffs. It's as simple as that. You have a new franchise quarterback who's heading into year two. You're going to have all this cap space to spend. You got these draft picks. I don't want to hear any more excuses. I don't want to hear ownership say the playoffs aren't necessary for success. It's time to make the postseason. I think it's as simple as that. And you have this short time period where you have Sam Darnold on his rookie contract. If you want any chance to make the Super Bowl, now is the time in these next few years while he's on a cheap deal. So New Year's resolution 2019 for the Jets, make the playoffs. As simple as that.
Happy New Year, Jets fans. Joe Malfa here at Turn on the Jets, just wishing you a good start to your 2019. 2018 went by in a flash, and I'm sure 2019 for you personally and hopefully for the Jets has some good things in store as well. And if the Jets are to make a New Year's resolution going into 2019, it should be to get Sam Darnold weapons. That's what they've got to do at all costs. Get away from all the defense mentality of the past with their signings and their draft picks. Get him weapons. Forget about trying to get that mid-round receiver or, you know, that bargain basement free agent signing to help out the quarterback. Spend money on the offense. They've got plenty of it. Spend high draft picks on the offense. You know, if they can't get the pass rusher early on, go get Darnold a receiver after you trade back or get him a left tackle. The New Year's resolution for the Jets has to be helping their young quarterback grow into the potential future Hall of Famer that he could be, because, you know, not to exaggerate by saying that, but we saw plenty of flashes in 2018 of what Darnold could be, and they need to help him make that sophomore leap and become the true franchise caliber, MVP caliber quarterback that I think he can be. So that's got to be the Jets' New Year's resolution for 2019. I hope you all have a happy, healthy New Year as well. And I hope you spend a lot of that time with us here on Turn on the Jets, whether it's reading or listening.
What's up, everybody? This is Tyson Roush. I want to wish all of you a very happy and healthy New Year. And if we're talking about New Year's, we have to talk about resolutions. And the New Year's resolution for the New York Jets is an absolute no-brainer. Obviously, you got to find a competent, proven head coach. But after that is your absolute number one resolution is to build around Sam Darnold, put him in the perfect environment to succeed. That means get him playmakers, give him a quality offensive coordinator, give him a good quarterbacks coach, give him a very good defense, and let this kid just ride and roll and win some football games and make a playoff run and everything else. But I mean, this is obvious. They, as an organization, you got to fully commit to building around Sam Darnold and not be cheap, not be frugal, don't pinch pennies, no band-aids, get proven players, proven coaches, dynamic guys, and let this team just become the team we all want them to be. So that is my idea. I hope you all agree. Have a great New Year, and we'll talk to you next time.
Hey, everybody. This is Travis from the There's Always Next Year podcast here on the Turn on the Jets Network, and I wanted to tell you what my New Year's resolution as a Jets fan is going to be. And I'm sure that it's nothing original. It's please help me to temper my expectations, because every year post-draft, I'm like those guys on the movie Major League. I'm like, man, these guys are being great. You know, I'm super amped about these guys. They're flying under the radar. It's going to be awesome. And then nope, no bueno.
My New Year's resolution for 2019 for the New York Jets is that they would block all the calls from Korn Ferry Executive Placement Agency. I would love to see the Jets try and determine their own freaking future and have an identity and not look to someone outside their own organization for their identity.
Guys, this is Josh. My New Year's resolution as a Jets fan is to not harass our own players into canceling and closing down all of their social media networks. Darren Lee, I'm sorry for blasting you for wearing that Red Sox hat at a Yankee playoff game. We miss you, Darren. We hope you're doing well. Hope you're getting healthy. But please, come back to Instagram. We want to see your life. We want to be a part of it. And I promise this year that I will not berate our own players into canceling their social media accounts.
Hey, it's Scott Mason. I'm back. So now it's time for me to tell you my New Year's resolution for the New York Jets, and that is for them to have a home run draft, finally. It hasn't happened in a really long time. I would say the last time they had a really big-time draft was 2007, when they drafted Darrell Revis and David Harris. Since then, there's been some hits and some misses, but there haven't been any drafts that you've looked at and gone, wow, what a great draft. It's been a problem across three general managers with Mike Tannenbaum and then John Idzik and now Mike Maccagnan, and it's something that's incredibly important to the sustained success of any franchise, let alone the Jets. If you take a look at free agency, I could have said anything involving free agency, but that's pretty simple. If you're the Jets, you throw a bunch of money at Le'Veon Bell, you go after some guys on the periphery, on the offensive line, and little pieces here and there, because I don't expect any of the big edge rushers to be available, and that's pretty much free agency. But the core of the team is always going to have to be built in the draft, and so if you're going that route, you've got to really start to hit. This past year, Mike Maccagnan had his first, to me at least, potential real hit in the draft as far as a guy that could very well vastly outperform his draft spot, and that's Christopher Herndon, who he grabbed in the fourth round. If he lives up to his full potential that we saw starting to come to light this season in 2018, I think that that could be a real steal. But Mike Maccagnan's got to land a lot more of those types of picks in the 2019 draft. You would think edge rusher or offensive line in the first round, but regardless, it's got to go beyond just hitting on first round picks. If you hit on first round picks, that's good. But the teams that are successful year in and year out are the teams that hit in the mid and late rounds on a fairly regular basis. You want to get your Alvin Kamaras, your Travis Kelce's, guys like that. Not every pick in the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh round has to be a stud, but you've got to start getting actual steals in those rounds. The Jets haven't been able to do that for the most part over the last decade. That's going to have to change, and it has to start this year. So that would be my New Year's resolution for the Jets for 2019, would be for them to have a home run draft in 2019 and to really start to turn this thing around. Thanks so much for listening to this Turn on the Jets New Year's special. Really appreciate all the support that you've given, not only to Play Like a Jet, but to all the writers and podcasters at TurnOnTheJets.com in 2018. We look forward to bringing you some outstanding content in 2019. We've got the head coaching search going on, so lots of content involving that. Free agencies coming up, and of course the draft. So much coming your way. Really looking forward to having you aboard. Again, thank you so much for your support in 2018. Have a happy new year, and don't forget, for all the best Jets content, you know where to go. That's Turn on the Jets Digital and TurnOnTheJets.com.